Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
The show. Now, when it comes to Ireland's sacred cows, the local pub is pretty high on the list. For meetings, for music, for drinking, for solitude, we all have our favourites and we know what we like. So when a UK chain with nearly 1,000 pubs to its name opened its first outlet in this country, there were those who felt we were losing something of our soul. Owen Sweeney went to investigate.
On Tuesday morning, the very first Wetherspoons pub opened in the Republic of Ireland. The Three Ton Tavern, the name chosen by a public ballot and selected from a shortlist proffered by the company, promises not to be the only Wetherspoons pub in the state for too long. Work is already underway on a premises in Cork City, and on Tuesday, not to miss a trick, they announced the acquisition of what was the 40-foot pub in Dunleary. Online, there has been much prophesying of doom, both domestically and internationally. One Scottish journalist was moved to tweet simply, "Wetherspoons opened in Dublin today. Ireland, I'm sorry." So, is this the beginning of the end? Well, I journeyed out to the South Dublin suburb of Blackrock to see for myself.
I haven't a clue, but I'll tell you the truth. I don't know. And I don't drink around Blackrock, so I don't really know.
Are you working here?
I am. I'm working in Blackrock, but I don't drink here. I've heard a couple of people saying, you know, it'd be nice to see it open instead of it lying idle. But apart from that, no, grand.
So no protests, no placards, no burning of flags or beating of chests?
No, nothing like that. Well, not that I've seen anyway. Thank God.
So no burning effigies so far. Time I darkened the doorway of the pub where I met Eddie Gershon, spokesperson for Wetherspoons.
Eddie, it's a busy day for you today.
It is a busy day, delighted to be opening the pub at 8 o'clock. It's now around 3 o'clock and the pub's been busy, certainly from 10 o'clock onwards, very busy. It's quieter now, a bit now, but the main period from about 11 till 2 was round. There were actually no tables left. A lot of drinks served, but actually a lot of food served, a lot of people eating. And I think they're also intrigued that English-based companies come to Ireland to open a pub. It's normally the other way around.
Chain pubs are a quintessentially English concept, as is Marmite. And like Marmite, they absolutely divide public opinion. People, it seems, either love them or hate them.
We have no issue with that whatsoever, and we don't patronise people. But you're absolutely right. People have very, very strong views. We'd rather have 50% love us than most pub companies where people wouldn't know where they were going. And a lot of people that might not like Wetherspoons, in the same way as they might not like McDonald's or Nando's, because they see it as a big organisation. But it also has the benefit of being part of a big organisation, which means that we can also offer, we believe, very good standards, very good prices. So we think overall it's beneficial, but we appreciate people have their own views.
So time for a little Wetherspoons 101, as our American friends might say. The company was founded by Tim Martin, who was born in Northern Ireland and is a qualified barrister. He opened his first pub in 1979. As the story goes, he named the company after a teacher who rather apocryphally told him he'd never amount to anything in the business world. There are now over 900 Wetherspoons in the UK alone, and chances are you've been in one whether you realise it at the time or not. Critics deride them for the comparatively low prices, standard food offerings and bright and interchangeable surroundings. Supporters, who include the ultimate beer nerds in Camara, that's the Campaign for Real Ale in the UK, applaud them for their competitive pricing, their support of local and small breweries and their occupying key buildings, former banks, cinemas, theatres etc., that otherwise would have fallen into disrepair. They also have hotels on their books, and as of January this year, and with no little controversy, they opened a pub on the M40 motorway. When pubs in the UK are closing at a rate of 18 a week, according to Camara, Wetherspoons are growing and growing. And after one or two mooted false starts, they have reached our shores. To put it into some context, I spoke to beer blogger and native of the northeast of England, Alex Jewell, or Beer Mac, as he's known in the beer writing community.
Well, I think you know what you're getting with Wetherspoons. That's the beauty of it, I guess, and also the horror of it, I suppose. You know what you're getting. You want a cheap pint, you want some uncomplicated food at any time of the day, you know that's where Wetherspoons is. No frills approach, not the most glamorous of clientele by any means, but steady away, they're always kind of ticking over and a fairly standardised approach across the country, which is, you know, in certain situations, a good thing.
Back to the pub itself, the Three Ton Tavern, which doesn't get any easier to say, and what do the punters think of their new local hostelry?
I was just cycling by and I was hungry and saw there was a breakfast menu, so I popped in, but I know the old place here and I used to go there quite a lot, so this is definitely going to be taken over and going to be the new local spot.
Yeah, well, like himself, this is actually my first time here, and the food was very nice, and the staff seemed very helpful as well, so very friendly.
Looking at their prices here now and everything, I can see they're going to be very competitive, and we would be able, as pensioners, to come out and have a meal. This was a great pub when we came. This town was very good when we came first. But with all that's happened with the recession and everything, people are not coming out to pubs.
Perhaps the biggest headline grabber of the whole Wetherspoons arrival hasn't had anything to do with what is on offer, but rather what is not going to be on offer. Eddie Gershon again.
Simply put, we serve Guinness in 900 pubs in England, Scotland and Wales. So I don't think Guinness are going to be crying into their stout the fact that we're not serving it here. But the fact is that we couldn't agree a price which would have allowed us to serve it at the price we wanted to our customers.
And it seems I wasn't the only one out researching this new pub arrival, as on the street, quite by chance, I bumped into the tireless Mac Maloney, author of the exhaustive and indispensable Dublin Pub Spotter's Guide.
People in general don't like change, but a UK chain, I mean, really everything is boots and everything is UK. And like in any business, when you get competition, it makes you up your game a small bit. I'm sure there'll be no difference in most of the local pubs here in the next few weeks. That you know, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, we'll have time to go back in there to see how it's settled and how it's fed and stuff. And all of these people that go into local pubs here every day, they like to go in and sit at their perch in the bar and have their drink. A few of them will wander in there for one or two drinks, but they'll go back down there and moan that the price is 20 pence dearer or 30 pence cents, whatever they are, dearer per drink.
So Wetherspoons is here, the first of many, we are told. No one can agree on an exact figure, but I'll leave that to the Twitterati to debate, and they will. All I can say is go if you want to go, don't go if you don't want to go. But as I left Blackrock yesterday evening, one thing was for certain, the Republic was still standing. Although it had one more pub.
Owen Sweeney was reporting for us.